Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Stros. Find the show at Locked On Astros. Your team every day. Brett, where can you find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros.
I decided to do this show with a smile, even though the Astros are currently losing pretty bad, 8-0. I'm going to do this entire show with a smile. I don't think I could do it, but I'm going to try. So speaking of doing a show with a smile, every time I do Spotify Green Room, I have a smile on my face just because it's so much fun. This episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the app and join us this week. We normally do it on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and just to get in on the action. And I think we actually did one earlier on Monday, but we may do another one. We'll see what happens. But it's changing the way we talk about sports. And I know a lot of the focus has been today on Greinke coming back. Jake Odorizzi hitting IL. We're going to touch on all that. But we had a special request by Alex, one of our loyal listeners, and members of Locked On Astros Nation, about coming up with our Locked On Astros playoff roster. And we went ahead and did that earlier today, so we're going to reveal that. And we're not going to focus solely on this game, but we do need to talk about this game because this game was not pretty. And Zach Greinke was not efficient, and he just didn't look like he had the right stuff, baby.
No, he did. He looked like he just came off of COVID protocol or an injury. I'm surprised they let him get to giving up 8 runs, giving up the long ball. Right now, if I'm kind of read into this, if this is the Greinke we're going to get the last month of the season, it scares the crap out of me to have him as a playoff starting pitcher, because you only have so many chances in a playoff series, to make an impression, and you can't have one of your headline starters giving up 2-run home runs. Now, I know this is the Rangers. I know this is the day after they had this big outpouring of runs and typically followed by just an anemic offensive effort. And, you know, Jordan Lyles, I mean, say what you will about the hitting, about Greinke's pitching. Jordan Lyles, his last two starts, has looked great. Tonight, his location was impeccable. I mean, he had Jose Altuve. He was down 3 balls, no strikes. And he struck out Altuve basically on the 4th or 5th ball that he threw at that at bat. And I mean, he was locating his pitches. And when you're pinpoint accurate as a pitcher, it doesn't matter who you're facing. You're typically going to win the battle. And give it to Jordan Lyles. He pitched a great game tonight. The Astros had no answers.
Right, and so the 7 earned runs that Zach Greinke gave up, he gave up 8 totals, but Carlos Correa had that error. And I know Carlos Correa is normally a pretty sure-handed shortstop out there. I'm trying to deal with the smile, I forgot. But his ERA is up to 3.94 on the season and 164 and 2/3 innings. And he gave up 3 home runs tonight. That's 28 home runs on the season. And there's been a lot of chatter about, well, why can't you move Greinke to the bullpen during the playoffs? Because Greinke is not a reliever. If he's already kind of a quirky individual, so if you're going to move him to the bullpen, he's going to be totally out of whack. And he's a guy that needs that structure. He needs the repetition. He needs the he just needs to be in his zone, so to speak. And if you put him in the bullpen, he's definitely going to struggle. And I think the fact that he was working out during the COVID protocol, he probably was throwing, but the fact that he wasn't doing his normal routine, that's the word I was looking for, his normal routine during the COVID protocol, that's why he probably struggled today. And I know this is not the first time he struggled this season, but it just sucks the fact that this is another time when the Astros pitcher cannot go too deep into a game. I know Dusty Baker left him in probably a little bit too long today, but he was just trying to get him to go deeper.
Well, and the thing is, up until he was on the COVID protocol list where he actually contracted COVID, as confirmed by the team, he was the only pitcher this year that had not missed a start.
Right.
So up until this spot where he was out, he had made every start, whether he struggled or not.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm just saying, even though he had his rough patches, he never missed a start. So he has been consistent there. And I'm not too upset at Greinke. I don't think the sky's falling with him. I don't think it's the end of the world. It's just putting him out there. He has to be on, and he has to get calls. They weren't expanding the zone for him any. When Greinke doesn't get calls, he doesn't have a lot of success. So chalk it up to baseball. I mean, this is baseball. They're the Rangers. Bad teams are going to win 50 games in a year. This is one of their 50 games they're going to win. Big deal. I mean, so what if Oakland wins and we're only 6 games ahead instead of 7? It doesn't matter. We still have a commanding lead on the division. This team, what this team can do, harken back to the game before, that's what this team is. And you're going to have the ebbs and flow about this team. And that's just how they roll. I mean, they just pour them on, and then they're like, oh, nope. And then, like I said, give credit to Jordan Lyles. He took one of the best offenses in the major leagues, shut them down.
After scoring 15 runs in the game four, yeah. And I said this in yesterday's podcast. I said, watch them come out today and not score.
And go flat. Anyway. And I was like, oh, no, they're going to double digit again. I was trying to be always positive, always Strohs. But, you know, I can try to will something all I want to. It doesn't change what's already set into motion.
Right.
And I mean, dude, Garcia for this team, he's another guy that, like, the Astros have a list of 4 or 5 players right now that are current major leaguers that we don't want to face. And right. Adolis Garcia, he's a very good hitter. They give him credit. He loves hitting against the Houston Astros,
especially at Globe Life Field. And he's played 8 games against the Astros this year. And he's hit a home run in 6 of them against the Astros. So yeah, he definitely likes playing the Astros here.
We need a Walt Garcia sign.
Well, you can't do that because you have Kyle Seager that you're trying to avoid. Now you can't have Adolis Garcia as well. And so definitely we have 18 games left in the season. And so what I want to have in the next conversation is, how confident are you in a Spotify Green Room? How confident are you with Zach Greinke in a playoff rotation? So tell us a little bit about Spotify Green Room.
So Spotify Green Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download. And once you're in, you can talk to myself. You can talk to Eric, the man Heisman. You can talk to other fans. You can talk to athletes and insiders in real time about your favorite team, like the Houston Astros, or sport like baseball. I will be hosting rooms with Eric with Locked On Astros once a week. We typically would go Friday or Saturday. We'll let you know. If you get the app and you follow us, you'll get the notification when we go live. It's very simple. So it's the perfect place to join the conversation for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, everything. Be sure to join us when we host our next room. It's going to be a blast. The Green Room app is free. It's currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the NFL, MLB, NHL, NBA group, and the latest league updates. Follow me at H-Town Wheelhouse. Follow Eric at Eric Heisman. And just remember that Green Room is changing the way we talk about sports.
I wonder if you ask betonline.ag if the list of starting pitchers to throw 7 innings against the Astros this year, if these names will be on the list. We'll talk about that in a second.
Well, so we're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back at the start of another football season. The Houston Texans are 1-0. No better place to go and bet on the number one team in the AFC South than the number one online betting sportsbook location for college and pro sports action, with all the new updated site and interface things that they got going on, even more odds, more props, more contests. BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website, use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use a promo code NFL100. And if you're going to do a parlay and include a win for the Texas Rangers, like Round Rock Tim did on Twitter, that's okay. You can bet the way you want. It's the right place and your favorite place to go for Vegas casinos for football, basketball, boxing, baseball, and more. All these amazing offers are available for the 2021 season. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Go to betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Use a promo code Locked On.
All right, so which one of these starting pitchers do not belong? These are the list of starting pitchers that have thrown 7 shutout innings against the Astros this season. Gerrit Cole, Carlos Rondon, UCL Kikuchi twice, Martin Perez, Casey Mize, Michael Foltynewicz, and Jordan Lyles tonight.
So you said which one doesn't belong?
Yeah, I would say Gerrit Cole belongs. I think that's legit. Rondon.
Oh, okay. Belong.
Kikuchi, maybe one of those belongs. The other one I don't really agree with. He's not that good. But the other guys, maybe Mize, I can understand a little bit. But the other guys, they're good, but I don't think these guys should be shutting out the Houston Astros.
Okay, so you're saying which of these starters do you think would be the ones that have the shutout? But like I said, it doesn't matter if your name is Casey Mize, Gerrit Cole, or Jordan Lyles. When your stuff is on, you're a major league pitcher for a reason. I mean, give Casey Mize credit. He is a phenom that is coming up and supposed to be the future ace for the Detroit Tigers. So I'll give him that. Jordan Lyles, he hasn't been good most of the year. His last 3 starts, he's in a groove. And pitching is about rhythm, you know, Eric. And pitching is about being in sync. And when you're in sync, it doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter what's going on. That's why these guys are all professionals.
All right. Carlos Correa just hit a RBI double scoring Jose Altuve. We're watching in the middle of the 9th inning. So maybe
maybe they'll have a big comeback.
Yeah, comeback. So now it is 8-1. And you can thank us later if they come back and win this game. So, it's going to take a massive comeback, like a Tracy McGrady in the versus the Spurs comeback. But
12,
we'll see.
Like 12 points in 30 seconds, man.
Something like that.
Wow. But look at Eric Plana's Rockets knowledge. I'm impressed.
So let's talk a little bit about Michael Brantley. So Michael Brantley will not probably not return to the Astros lineup until Friday at the earliest. And a lot of it has to do with the turf out at Globe Life Field. And remember last time, that's where he kind of hurt it. So he has the kind of bad knee. And so this is what Dusty Baker had to say. He's doing a lot better. We don't want to put him on the IL and lose him for 10 days if he's going to be ready to come back in 4 or 5. We've been the walking wounded a lot this year. That's why we are right now. We just have to fill in with some capable substitutes, and hopefully we'll get some quality play out of whoever's here right now. And right now, that's Jose Siri. And after his big game on Monday night, everybody was like, oh, crap, when he got hit by the pitch today.
Yeah.
And he looked like he was in a lot of pain. And you're like, okay, this guy is going to be the next best thing for Houston Astros. Then you're like, oh, crap, he just hurt himself and he's going to be going down. So, but Jose Siri, we had when we're coming up with our playoff roster, we're going to talk about that in a third segment a little bit. So stick around, make sure you stick around for that. But would he be on that playoff roster? We're going to talk about that in a second.
Well,
but,
you know, after he got hit in the hand, he gets on first base and he's still second. And, you know, sliding in, I mean, the guy's lightning quick. I mean, he is very fast. And then they had a pass ball. And I don't know if you saw it, but he rounded third like he was going to take home. I mean, because the catcher was not very expedient in getting the ball that was a wild pitch. And, I mean, this is a guy that would try to score from second to home on a pass ball. He's that aggressive. I mean, he had like this like killer instinct look in his eyes, and he stopped and he pulled up like, man, I really wanted to go. Like, and so I love to see that drive. Again, this is a 26-year-old who spent eight and a half years in the minors. This is his time and this is his opportunity. He's not going to go 4 for 5. He's not going to hit 2 home runs every single game. But it's good that we have someone like him to rely on to go to left field. So you don't have to put Jordan in left field every single game, even though he likes being in left field. I think
it hits perfect. A lot better. His numbers, like Evan Gattis, when he was a catcher, when he was here, his numbers are much better when he plays defensively. And for some reason, a lot of hitters just feel better. And that goes back to Edgar Martinez when he played DH and David Big Papi Ortiz. Those guys were a rare oddity. The guys who can hit at the top of their ability as the DH and have that focus, because a lot of people need to feel like they're part of the game as a DH.
Well, because I mean, you know, you're sitting, you may go down in between innings, or when your team's on defense, go down in the cages and hit off the tee or have someone throw to you to stay warm. But there's nothing that compares. Like, it's apples and oranges, being in the field, being physically and mentally in the game, like you said, and sitting in the dugout. And, you know, David Ortiz didn't do that until towards the end of his career. He wasn't a career DH.
Right.
A lot of his career he did, but he moved to that point, I think, as it became more of a physical limitation. And yes, that's okay. We knew it was all inevitable.
The Astros have just lost 8-1, and unfortunately double plays are the momentum killers, and they get on base a lot. They lead the I don't know if they lead the league, but they get they have a lot of hits, they get on base a lot, and I think they're on top of the league in double plays. Why? Because they get on base a lot and they have a lot of action. And so unfortunately, when you have a lot of action, you're going to get on base a lot, and you're going to have a lot of double plays. And
Altuve, Correa, and Gurriel all grounded out into double plays.
Yeah, so it's just like when you have a lot of action, maybe at the gym, and you just get a little hungry, and you don't want to have something with a lot of peanut butter and a lot of jelly, like after
time out. Don't do that to me.
So you want to have something healthy for you, like a Built Bar.
Negative Ghost Rider pattern is full. That is correct. Like today when I went to the gym, I actually slammed a Built Bar before I went. Why? Because it is the perfect portion of just healthy goodness. It's delicious. It's wrapped in 100% chocolate. I mean, it's mind blowing. These flavors they have: mint, brownie, raspberry, coconut, double chocolate, salted caramel. Like, they even have carrot cake, and I don't like carrot cake itself, but the carrot cake Built Bar is actually really good. And I'm not making that up. I would not lie to our listeners, to Locked On Nation, at all. They are healthy, 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, all tasty, all healthy, wrapped in 100% chocolate, amazing flavors. This bar is used, it's the official protein bar of the USA track and field team. It's official protein bar of several Division I football teams, and of myself and Eric the Man Heisman. We love Built Bar. So go to built.com, use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order. That's LOCKED15 at built.com, and you can get the best bar in the land.
All right, so I know if you don't have DirecTV or you don't have some ability to watch the game, you're going to miss some of these 15-1 victories and some of these disappointing victories. So tell us a little bit about DirecTV.
You mean disappointing losses, but I digress. Whatever. It's never a disappointing victory, and it's never disappointing when you use DirecTV Stream. Does this sound familiar to you? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream all your favorite shows. You're watching sports highlights on your phone. You've got neighbor's best friends log in for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package.
All right. So, unfortunately, the Astros do lose today's game. But like we said, it's a matter of time. We knew after the basically third inning, I guess they put it away in the sixth inning when Dusty Baker was trying to get the extra inning out of Zach Greinke. But I think with a veteran like him, you kind of try to get him to go a little bit deeper. But unfortunately, the Astros offense only got 6 hits overall. And It just wasn't it wasn't going to work anyway. But Yimin Garcia pitched great tonight. He did have that one walk. Blake Taylor and Brooks Raley all pitched great in relief, and they didn't give up any more runs. And that's what you can ask your. And I don't want to use this for Taylor really, but this is your B squad relievers. So and you didn't have to use your top relievers in this type of blowout game. So and Maton was
You called Brooks Raley a B squad reliever. He's been
he's been great. I know, but this is not your top three. That's what I mean. So your top three is your A squad. This is your B squad. And you didn't have to use your C squad, which is Maton and then
don't let Brent Strom and James Click tell you hear you say that Maton is C squad because they traded Miles Straw for that guy. They love that guy.
Stats since
I'm just saying, don't tell them that. They think he's hung the moon.
So the Astros have 18 games left, and I think the magic number is 13 last I looked. So they have 18 games to get 13 more victories or A's and Mariners losses, however that that kind of juggles out. So let's go ahead and make good with Alex's promise to do our playoff roster. So this was actually kind of hard. And I believe somebody can correct me later on, but I do believe that the Astros, the playoff roster would be 26.
It would
last year it was 28. That was due to COVID. But this was actually harder than we thought. I think that during the ALDS, they're going to go with more hitters than pitchers. If they make it to the ALCS, they'll kind of even out and go with 13-13, something like that. So, normally they would go with 13. They'll go with three catchers, but I think Jose Siri adds something that the Astros probably need, and that's that speed. And I know that Myers and Chaz McCormick both have that speed, but Siri has that elite speed, and I think that he has that eagerness to kind of steal bases that the other guys haven't really demonstrated yet.
Yeah. So,
go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I have Siri on my roster. I'm just wondering, like, I know how we're thinking. This is going to be tough to think how Dusty and them think, because obviously they have a different philosophy on players than we do. I think I would not be shocked if they went with three catchers. I have them going with two. Do you have them going two catchers?
Yeah, we basically have the same roster. So it's don't say yours and mine. It's the same roster, dude, basically. Okay. So we're going to Maldonado, and hopefully if Castro's back. If Castro's not back, it's gonna be Garrett Stubbs. And I'm good with either one. Actually, I'd rather have Stubbs at this point because I think he's shown a better bat, but Castro is a veteran guy. And he's shown that he can get the big clutch hits. Obviously, it's going to be Gurriel, Altuve, Correa, Bregman as the starters. Diaz is the super utility guy. But and we'll talk about the other guy in a second. For your outfield, DH, of course, is going to be Alvarez. Then you have the outfield of Tucker, Myers, Brantley, McCormick, and then Siri. So I put Myers as the starting center fielder, but that could be swapped out from McCormick. I just think that Myers is the better defender out of those. And McCormick is a good guy to have off the bench. And Siri is a good guy to pinch run, like the Derek Fisher role, the Chaz McCormick role last year, the guy that he didn't really get a chance to be, but somebody to pinch hit for a Martin Maldonado late in game. But if that happens, then that's when you kind of need that third catcher in a situation.
No, yeah, definitely. And I think one of the things we talked about, Marwin Gonzalez or Garrett Stubbs. And that's just like, what do you do there? Does Marwin even make this roster? I know he's got the playoff experience. Did they bring him back for that purpose and that purpose only?
Right.
Because there's no way you brought him back just to help him out in the regular season. That just doesn't make any sense.
No.
So Marwin Gonzalez, and there are people out there that believe that he won't be on the playoff roster. So
I think he is auditioning right now for the playoff roster. He's not going to play a lot, but when he plays, he's really auditioning. Like when he hit that home run the other day, that was very big for his auditioning. So I think what he does over the next 18 games is very important for whether he makes the playoff roster or not. There's no guarantee that he's doing that or not. So okay. What about go and talk about the pitchers?
Yeah. So the pitchers, we have Lance McCullers, Valdez. We do have Greinke and Garcia as our four starters. And the reason why we're going with Garcia is just because the other guys like Urquidy, I mean, he hasn't been in there. He hasn't even looked sharp coming back. And so Greinke, I know we talked about not being too keen on him. You could always go Greinke, Eric, and then Urquidy behind him if Greinke struggles. You could have Urquidy as a guy who eats innings, and I like him as an innings eater. You notice we don't have Odorizzi in there. Odorizzi, I think, could be a 2 to 3 inning bullpen relief guy to eat innings as well. I think he would fit good in that spot if you have one of these guys that you got to pull. The game's either within distance or you're only up by a run or two. Odorizzi might provide a different look. We then have our relief pitching core of all, obviously Presley as the closer, the setup men as Graveman, as Stanek and Graveman. And then we have the left-handed reliever in Rayleigh. We have a middle reliever in Yimi Garcia, long relief Javier, and we have Taylor on the outside looking in because
he's on the roster too.
Oh, he is. Okay,
I just
okay.
added Eric on the, right up there.
Okay. So for those of y'all listening or watching, I'm looking at a spreadsheet and I just saw Taylor on 27. Okay, you're correct. So we have Taylor in there. We have Taylor, Javier, Garcia, Urquidy, Rayleigh, Stanek, Graveman, Presley. That I think is a formidable opponent. And right. You saw tonight, even in an 8-0 game, the guys came in and did their job. And so they have that ability. We got to not forget that Yimi Garcia, while he hasn't been super stellar, he was pretty much the closer in Miami. We essentially have three closers on this team.
Yeah. So if the Astros do get to the ALCS, that will change the whole different dynamic. I think you'll see Phil Maton maybe make the team. But I think that Urquidy could also make the team as well. I mean, Urquidy would be more important in the ALCS as a possible fifth starter or something like that. So that could be something that you can talk about. But I don't know if Odorizzi would fit onto this roster. That does not mean that he won't make it. I just don't know. I just couldn't find a place for him.
Yeah, we don't have him listed, but what I'm saying is you could slot him as a 2 to 3 inning relief guy if you would. And if you did have Odorizzi, I would take
Javier, right?
Javier's had the most control issues. You know, I just hate that former Eric because he was so good last year.
But
you know?
He does have the strikeout ability that Odorizzi doesn't in the playoffs.
That's true.
You need
that's
that. True. And you can deal with yes, you have the wildness that he does.
But yeah, I was like, also, the counterpoint is he hasn't had the control.
Right.
So I definitely would not want to be the one making this decision. Right. Some people, they have it set and they're like, these are my guys. I think for the most part, we're spitballing. We could give a more accurate approach to this, I think, Eric, when we're in the final week of the season.
We don't even know if Odorizzi would be even healthy. We don't know who's going to be healthy. Yeah. We don't know if Greinke's even still healthy. If he's having these type of control issues, then they may reevaluate things. So there's so much stuff to kind of look at closer to the season. But the Astros are 84-60. Basically, it was a struggle today, but I'm not overly worried about it. We recorded a little early, so we don't have a lot of quotes from today's game, but I can already tell you Baker's going to say, yeah, it wasn't a great game. It was one of those games that you don't want to be part of. And Greinke's
And I told you, I don't worry. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah. And Greinke's going to say, well, I didn't have my best stuff tonight. And I threw some stuff and they hit it pretty good. And I'm going to work on it. And I'm going to.
He might complain about the guacamole prices out on the border there right outside of the stadium. So I know that's a big thing with him. Guacamole. You haven't heard that quote where he's complaining about the guacamole prices?
No, yeah. I have not. So
yeah, that's a thing. Go okay. Look for it. I promise.
So, yeah, let us know what you think about our playoff roster. And I know there's a lot of different names that you could be added. Josh James I don't think that he can fit in. Andre Scrub, I don't think he's going to fit. And there's so many names that could be fit on this roster. But just remember that there's going to be a lot of people that are not going to be on the playoff roster. But we can talk about this more later on, closer to the playoffs. But, guys, that's all we got for tonight's Locked on Astros podcast. Don't forget that tomorrow will be another day. And you just roll with the punches and just tomorrow will be another day. And I forgot what that quote was from Jerry Maguire, but it was something like that. But tomorrow,
show me the money. Oh,
no, not show me the money.
I'm joking.
I think tomorrow is going to be Jose Urquidy versus Kohei Arihara. So this would be a pitcher the Astros have not faced before. So we'll see what happens here. I'm not going to say anything about his 2-3 record and 5.89 ERA other than he's a great pitcher.
It's irrelevant.
Yeah, Jose Urquidy is 6-3 with 3.51 ERA. But that's all we got for tonight's Locked on Astros podcast. Hopefully the Astros do a little bit better tomorrow. And we'll be back with another edition of Locked on Astros podcast. Don't forget to check out Locked on Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling. And he's going to be talking about the Astros odds about making the playoffs and winning the World Series. So we'll be talking to you later, and go Astros.